Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundahl with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Folks, look, I'm not sitting here on the radio saying, oh, you know, let's take up arms and pitchforks and start a civil war. Not my position. My position is, though, that you need to be prepared to protect yourself and your family. Moves like the Attorney General directing federal agencies to attack parents who are expressing their right to protect and defend their children against indoctrination and against perversion. That's an act of war against the citizenry of the United States. And it is our absolute right to defend ourselves against such acts of war. In fact, it is a mandate, in my belief, that God has given us. Parents must defend their children. I have laid my life down. I died four times defending my daughter in a car accident, and I'd do it again tomorrow in a heartbeat. I'd do it this afternoon. I'd do it right now. So, you know, it is the parental responsibility to make sure that what your child is being taught and educated about, and we have a variety of issues in public schools, from gender perversion to sex perversion to now this race perversion, that are all about destroying your kids and telling them that America is a terrible place to grow up. No wonder the defense of Gosnell was, well, I'm doing these children a favor by killing them, because who would want to be born in America? That was his defense. Rick Manning
apparently
is my
everybody
guest.
In South America, apparently everybody in Central America wants to be born in America, but based on the immigration numbers. But so that's the answer to the Gosnell question. Yeah, let's define some things that have happened, and I think these things fall together. Last week, the FBI announced that they're doing a sweep of 200,000 ProtonMail accounts. ProtonMail is an encrypted email service. they're going to try to gather all the data from 200,000 proton mail accounts to try to of conservatives under the guise that if you happen to be conservative and you happen to have a proton mail account, you're engaged in some kind of revolutionary activity and must have your rights violated. It's so they've already implemented the guilty until proven innocent standard at the FBI if you happen to be conservative and you have a proton mail account. And quite honestly, proton mail accounts are legal, they're free. And if you're concerned about your emails being hacked for whatever reason, and there's lots of reasons not to want your emails hacked, this would be, they are pretty darn good service because they are encrypted on both ends. And it's a Swiss company, so it's not subject to Silicon Valley. So that's that's one thing. Then they came out this week, yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago, with the idea that they're going to declare all the parents who are concerned about critical race theory, declare them to be terrorists under the Patriot Act. And they gave a whole bunch of different acts that they're using to justify it. So effectively they're calling anybody who might be a parent concerned about your child's education, you are a potential terrorist and you will be surveilled, and they typically use local police resources to do the surveillance. The Department of Homeland Security has something called Fusion Centers, FUSION centers all across the country with various quote unquote stakeholders. Typically they've got somebody from the local mosque. They don't typically have somebody from the local church. It's all about trying to come up with a collaborative approach to dealing with domestic terrorism. Well, those fusion centers include your local police departments in many times. And as a result, that's where they run their operation under Patriot Act to try to surveil parents and go after parents. The obvious question answer to this is, why do you need to do that? This is if people are making individual threats, if anybody's making an individual threat in an individual city, why doesn't the sheriff or police chief implement resources there? Why do you have to have this be federalized? The answer is because this is a federal they're going for the game and they're trying to intimidate people to not push back on the junk they're trying to shove into their kids' ears, whether it be pornography or it be CRT, hate your country, hate yourself, and let us run everything. That's what's actually happening. So given that, the pressure points, because I do politics for a living, so I always look at where the pressure points are. Pressure points are your local governments and your state governments. And obviously, federal officials pushing back internally on terms of DOJ, Department of Justice budget and the like. But for short term, the pressure points are your local school board, your local county commission. The reason your county commission matters is because county commissions typically, they have the taxing authority. And they allocate part of the budget that they receive from taxes to the education. And then the Department of Education or the school board decides how they're going to spend it. But because of that, that's how most states work. Because of that, the county can say, you shall not spend any money on CRT. You shall not spend any money on certain sex ed training. And so the county can actually dictate those things directly to the school board and override the school board members who are, in many cases, fully owned subsidiaries of the National Education Association. So that's a point of, that's a pressure point. Your local elected sheriff is a pressure point. They get elected. They need those parents' votes. Those parents need to tell the sheriff, don't cooperate. Don't participate in this. Have the sheriff make statements saying, we're not doing this. That is the way our system works. A federal system, the localities can say to the federal government, you're overstepping your bounds. This isn't your jurisdiction.
Right.
And we're not going to participate. Now, that may cost them some money from the federal government.
Yeah.
But it's a, but most politicians and sheriffs are politicians care about votes more than they care about the money. So those are pressure points that you can do right now. And every person listening right now should be on, should get on the phone and after the show and call your county commissioners, call your school board members and demand that they stand up and say no and no CRT, just block the entire thing. We have the power. Every parents have got to be enraged right now. If they're not enraged now, they never will be. But now is the time. This is a turning point. The federal government said, we're going to turn the power of the federal government on you. And now it's time for you to tell your local and state leaders, we expect you to stand up for our individual liberties, and we expect you to do it now.
And expect, because you should expect, if they're starting, they're going to start with the school board, and they're going to show up, and they're going to, you know, mandate, and they're going to investigate parents, and they're going to try. This is all about threats and intimidation. Mm-hmm. That's what this is about, is threats and intimidation. But don't think that they're going to stop at the school board level. They're going to do the same thing. They're seeing that there is unrest and that there are people who are saying, I'm not going to go along with this. And as a result of that, folks, they are beginning to start the clamp down. And that is exactly what dictatorships, this is what communism does. This is what communism has done. There's a movie we were talking about earlier this morning when I had Dan Gaynor on, and we were talking about a new movie that was, I guess it was the number one film worldwide. And it is a film that was done by the Chinese. It's a Chinese propaganda piece. And the purpose of this Chinese propaganda piece, it's a anti-U.S. war movie, a three-hour, quote-unquote, epic called The Battle at Lake Changjin. And it depicts the war between China and the American-led U.N. forces in Korea. And it depicts the Chinese as the victims and America as the imperialists. Okay? And of course, this is, you know, this is exactly what we are talking about, right? When we are addressing this issue, folks, it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific.
No, it is. It's a, you know, this is the time. I don't believe we're so far along that there's nothing that can be done. Okay. Because the fact of the matter is, there are thousands of counties in America. And each county, many of the small counties have school boards. And many of those county school boards can say, we're not doing this. And their county commissions can say, we're not doing this. And the sheriffs can say, we're not doing this. And when that occurs, you suddenly, members of Congress suddenly get backbones. And they started saying, we're not going to allow you to do this, Merrick Garland. Something that, this is on a different front, but it's the same idea. 50 senators yesterday voted to oppose any spending on the vaccine, on enforcing the vaccine mandate. 50 senators. Now, why does that matter? Because for Biden to be able to fund the government on December 3rd, he needs 60 votes. That means he has to get 10 senators to agree to fund the vaccine mandate who are already on record saying, no, we're not funding. This is how we shift this whole thing. We take their power from them, and we take that power by engaging in what the left has done for years, basic grassroots warfare, where we talk and warfare from a political standpoint, where we undermine their support, where we go at the local officials who are most accessible, and we drive the narrative from the local up so the federal officials have to follow. They have no choice but to follow. And that is and that's the winning strategy. That's how we do it. On the state level, the state can do, state of Texas or any state can do a lot of different things. For instance, they could do, go into an emergency session and say, you know, we reject this. We refuse to allow any, put any of our law enforcement resources into participating in this effort. They can do a, they can put their own State Bureau of Investigation into an effort to investigate the fusion centers that are the baseline for the attack. That's the system that's been set up to do this attack. So they can go after the fusion centers from their State Bureau of Investigation level. They can actually go and say, you know what? We're not going to allow certain curricula to be taught in our school. And they can name the specific curricula and block it from being taught in the school. That's a, there's lots of things that the state can do. And lastly, on the, this is going off to the vaccine stuff, they could provide liability, liability relief for doctors who actually prescribe ivermectin, HCQ, monoclonal therapy, antibody therapy, any of the therapies that we see that work. They, the reason that a lot of doctors are, and pharmacists won't fill it is because the, what's the federal level is that there's a, you have to follow CDC guidelines, and CDC doesn't say you can use those things. Yeah, you can use monoclonal therapy. You can't use ivermectin. So, but the state can say we provide liability protection for doctors and pharmacists and others and hospital systems that that actually prescribe those things. And when they do that, since liability law is a set, is a state law, not a federal law, it has absolute authority. The federal doesn't have capacity to override that. So there's lots of things that can be done. The key is get active, get mobile, and start doing it. And if you want to go to getliberty.org or our blog site, dailytorch.com, we've got some articles up to explain different things that people can do.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Be sure and remember to get to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get signed up for the emails there. You'll get information in your email box, things that you need to know about and things that you can do. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'll be back with more coming up right after this. And Rick Manning will be staying with us as we come out of the break. We'll be back with more right after this brief break. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my guest is Rick Manning, and you can definitely get to him through Get Liberty. You can find him also under our CG contributors. Rick is prominent there, and you can click on his picture and go directly over to their website to follow and get their emails. And he sends out action emails. I get them, I respond to them, and share them with friends. And I would encourage you to do the very same thing. Rick, you know, as we're talking about, you know, the issue with the kids and what have you, the bottom line here is that you have a communist entity that is essentially sitting atop the United States of America. The Communist Party has taken over the Democrats, the Democratic Party, and this is a tactic that they use, fear and intimidation, and especially the manipulation of our children. At the end of the day, folks, as parents, we have to be the ones. We're the ones that God is going to hold responsible for what happens to our children in public education. I'm going to switch topics real quick because there's something, Rick, that you had mentioned to me earlier this week that you wanted me to bring up. And that had to do with my experience of having my wheelchair disappear and arriving in Chicago. And being told after waiting about, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes on the plane, we're sorry, we have some bad news. We don't know where your wheelchair is, Mr. Young. We don't know where it's at, but we're going to try to find it. An hour and a half later, they finally found something. And in the meantime, the cleaning crew is literally slamming the back of my chair because they're thinking, why is this guy sitting here? And when the guy first came on, he was like, well, why can't you just, you know, you could just get up and walk out, right? Well, if I could get up and walk out, I wouldn't have rolled in on a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I think people don't understand the challenges of travel when you are a person certainly mobility disabilities. And it's the good news is they did find your wheelchair and you did indicate that the airline was very, did everything they could to try to make the situation less bad than it was. And so, you know, it's not like the airline didn't try to make it right, but I think it's important to,
yeah. The crew on the ground there in Chicago, the supervisor who was in charge, Chris and Sandy and Joanne in particular, and Lori, those folks were as lovely as they could possibly be. I did have this experience though. The Chili's there at the airport in Chicago told me that because I was a person with disabilities, they had no room for me. I was not allowed to go in. Finally, a very nice customer left, you know, moved from her table to give me a table right near the entrance. But they said, no, we do not allow wheelchairs in here. And if you're a person that needs a wheelchair, there's no access for you at the Chili's there at Chicago O'Hare. You can't eat here.
Pretty astonishing. The reason I wanted you to bring this up is because it's important that we all remember. We've talked about a lot of different things today, but it's important we all remember to be courteous of others and just take the extra time to just be courteous and helpful.
There you go. All right. At the end of the day, folks, lots for us to do here in America. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.